It's BBC Radio Leeds. Very good morning to you. It's Jay Gebb here. Now, all this morning we've been talking about the Beatles. Their album cover is on sale for the first time, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's about 45 years old. Sir Peter Blake designed it, and it's expected to fetch between £50,000 and £80,000, although if you were listening to the show earlier, Gary Don told us he thinks it's going to go for an awful lot more than that. So I've been asking, who would you put on your Sgt. Pepper album cover? 0845 303 333 is the number to call. Or you can text us 81333. Start your text message with the word Leeds. Let's talk to Jane in Redhall. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Jake.
Hey, how are you?
Champion, thank you.
Oh, champion.
Yes.
Crikey. What are you up to today?
I have a day's holiday from work, so I'm listening.
Oh, that's why you're champion. How nice. Are you going to do anything more exciting than listening to the show?
I'll be dusting soon.
Wow. Adrenaline all the way.
Yeah, how exciting is that?
Feel the rush. I've said this before on the show, I don't dust. What I do is I've got this, I live in this flat, right? Mm-hmm. And it's on the 12th floor of this block. And it's got windows on either side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right on the outskirts of Leeds. So when it's time to dust, what I do is I just open the windows either side of the building and the wind whistles in off the moors and just blasts everything out of the window.
I see. Including the dust goes with it.
And yeah, checks, things like that. Not that I have many of those. Now, we're talking about this album cover. Who would you have then on the West Yorkshire Sgt. Pepper cover?
I would have a West Yorkshireman called Leo Walmsley.
Leo Walmsley? Tell us about Leo Walmsley.
Leo Walmsley was a writer. He was born in 1892 in Shipley.
Wow.
But he spent most of his childhood in Robin Hood's Bay.
Oh, in the bay?
Virtually, yeah. He virtually lived on the beach because his parents were so poor they could only afford a small fisherman's cottage.
Really?
Yes. His father was an artist and he went to Robin Hood's Bay to try and make a living, painting picture postcards and paintings to sell to the summer visitors.
Wow.
And he stayed there the rest of his life until he died in the 50s. But Leo, as a child, he spent his childhood on the rock, in the rock pools, really, and... Oh, looking at all the rock pool life and studying the geology.
Wow.
And his first book, just before the First World War, was the definitive book on the Yorkshire coast geology, would you believe?
I did not know that.
Oh, yes. And he went to the First World War and won the Military Cross for bravery.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Came back and just spent the rest of his life writing novels.
And then he went into novels?
Oh, yes. 24.
Crikey!
He wrote about his childhood at the end of the Victorian times in Robin Hood's Bay, which was a very exciting place for a child to grow up.
I bet it was, yeah.
Oh, his novels were pretty good.
Oh, I've got to read these novels. I can't believe I haven't.
You must, yes.
I must. Leo Walmsley, and that's Walmsley.
That's right,
if anybody wants to go to their library and dig him up. Yeah. Are they still in print? They can't still be in print,
He was really best known in the 1930s, but a few of us got together and formed a group in appreciation of him about 20-some years ago, and we have had most of the titles reprinted now.
Oh, how brilliant.
We're bringing one out about once every year.
Oh. Well, if people want to find out more, I bet you've got a website, haven't you?
Of course.
Of course you have. Where's this website?
Walmsleysock.org.
Walmsleysock.org. Well, Jane, thank you for sharing that story with us today.
You're very welcome.
And good luck with the dusting.
Thank you.
Don't take my tip. That's my advice. If you want to hang on to any important paperwork.
I will.
All right. Thank you very much, Jane.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, so, Walmsleysock.org. I'm going to check that out. We're talking about...